AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. For a fourth straight day, scores of truckers staged what they call the Freedom Convoy, blocking the Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, disrupting the flow of auto parts and other products between Canada and the U.S. Auto plants in Canada have been closed, plants in the U.S. cutting production and shifts. Royal Canadian Mounted Police reinforcements being sent to Windsor and Alberta, where another border blockade is happening. California regulators have filed suit against Tesla, alleging racial discrimination at the company plant that makes electric cars. Attorney David Lowe, who represents more than a half dozen women suing for sexual harassment, says this latest legal action exposes the corporate culture at Elon Musk's company.
It really calls into question the tone at the top of the company that would enable people at the lower levels of the company to believe that they could perpetrate this kind of widespread systemic harassment and discrimination with impunity.
The state suit follows an investigation of more than 30 months. Congress passes a bill that would allow people who are sexually harassed to bring their bosses to court.
It's a milestone in the Me Too movement. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand in the Senate says many who want to take their harassment claims to court have been blocked by the fine print.
Because somewhere buried in their employment contracts was this forced arbitration clause.
That often benefits employers. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson accused the now-deceased network CEO Roger Ailes of making unwanted advances.
Marching in the streets can inspire us. Editorials can open our minds. Hashtags can galvanize. But legislation is the only thing that lasts.
An estimated 60 million American workers have clauses in their contracts forcing them to settle any allegations of sexual misconduct. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Inflation hits a 40-year high. President Biden says his administration's policies will make life more affordable.
Inflation is up.
President Biden in Culpeper, Virginia, discussing his proposal for limiting the cost of prescription drugs.
If we were able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families.
But on the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell noted that consumer prices have jumped 7.5% over a year ago and blamed the president and Democrats.
If you haven't personally gotten a pay raise of 8% or more in the last year, then Democrats' policies have given you a pay cut.
Biden is pledging to work like the devil to bring down gasoline prices as well as the cost of prescription drugs, which he says affects everyone.
This is what your insurance companies pay. All of you have insurance. You're paying a heck of a lot more even if you're not using the drug.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Stock prices dropped, the Dow losing 1.5%. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.